Generally, we start seeing the first Chinook coming in September, and the peak of the migration is generally in November.
And so how is this year looking?
This year, well, as of December 18th, we had counted 2,786 Chinook coming through, and that is about average. Last year, we had a great year. We had over 6,700 fish, and that was a peak year. Generally, we've had in the 3,000 to 4,000 numbers, so we'll probably hit about 3,000.
How are we counting them?
The Water Agency has an inflatable dam that goes up in the summertime, and we lower it when the rainfalls begin and the river flows get really high, which haven't happened this year. So we have an inflatable dam, and on both sides of the dam, we have fish ladders that fish use to, when they're doing their upstream migration, they use these fish ladders. And at the top of both ladders, we have a video system. So the fish go through this little chamber, and they're caught on a video. And then we have fisheries biologists who identify the fish in terms of what type they are and count them.
And so now you said that this year looks like it will be about average, and last year was a good year. Do we know why that is?
Well, there's a lot of combinations of things that Chinook are dependent on. One is ocean conditions. That's a really big issue. We saw very low numbers in 2005 and 2006 because of poor ocean conditions. Good ocean conditions have a lot to do with the food supply in the ocean for the fish. So ocean conditions have a big factor. One of the other factors is that rainfall does trigger for fish. When rainfall into our watershed and it goes into the streams and creeks and then down into the river and out into the ocean, that's a trigger for fish to start their upstream migration. And as you know, this fall we've been very dry, so we haven't had a lot of rainfall. So that could contribute to a number not quite as high as last year. And then the population kind of is, goes in cycles. So we may see higher numbers next year. I mean, it really varies a lot year to year.
And is there a way for the public to get involved?
Well, one of the most important things the public can do right now is that Chinook salmon in the Russian River, they actually spawn in the river itself and in Dry Creek. And primarily they spawn in the upper part of the river above Healdsburg and in the, up all the way up into Ukiah area. And because there is so little rain, there's very low flows in the river in that area. So we're really asking people who live in those upper river communities like Geyserville and Cloverdale, Ukiah, to really watch their water use so we can preserve as much water as possible in the upper part of the river so that the Chinook salmon will have an easier path to migration and they can build their reds, which are basically little Chinook nests, and lay their eggs and have enough water to be able to do that.
Excellent. Well, Anne, thank you so much for your time today.
Sure. Thank you.